women workers at the Naval Air Station. This is Murphy Givens. The day after Pearl Harbor, a civil service worker at the Naval Air Station's Assembly and Repair Department went to see the officer in charge to resign. 2 days later, a young woman came to the department seeking a job. When she told the officer in charge her name, he said, "Do you have a brother named Joe who used to work here?" "Yes," she said. "He joined the Air Corps, so I would like to take his place." She got the job. The job was classified as mechanical learner. She would work 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, and earn $104 a month. After 3 to 6 months, she would be eligible to be promoted to helper trainee with a salary of $140 a month. The larger story was that the nation was being altered in a striking way. Because large numbers of men went off to fight, women were needed to help produce the weapons of war, and this led to a social revolution as 6 million women joined the workforce. Like the sister who took her brother's job, women filled jobs left vacant by men in uniform. The women kept production moving on assembly lines and in aircraft factories. And in Corpus Christi, they worked at the huge assembly and repair department at the Naval Air Station. Some women workers were recruited through the Depression-era program, the National Youth Administration. These were single girls who came from all over the country. Others in the assembly and repair department were married women, some whose husbands were away fighting and some who were war widows. They worked at overhauling and repairing Navy planes. When the war ended on August 15, 1945, women workers were laid off. The jobs they were doing were no longer in great demand, and returning veterans were being hired to take their places. That was something of a national disgrace, but the social revolution enacted by the war meant that women would be back in the workforce in ever greater numbers. This is a third of 5 parts on the Naval Air Station in World War II. This is Murphy Givens.